Spreading the Faith. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I've heard various attempts to explain the shootings in that Amish schoolhouse this week and the significance of such a thing happening to a community whose lifestyle is the antithesis of that kind of violence. There were attempts to compare it to the Columbine shootings, except the culprit wasn't an alienated student, but a grown man with a family of his own, who, if the note can be believed, was grieving over the loss of a child. The Family Research Center said it was the fault of a depraved society, yet it happened in a place about as far removed from America's temptations as you can get. But all that speculation faded into the background as another part of the story emerged, the way the families of the dead girls dealt with their tragedy. They refused to get angry, either at the injustice of the world or at the ruthlessness of the killer. Instead, they set up a fund for the killer's family. They didn't debate the dangers of guns or the sickness of a depraved society. There was no attempt to shield the surviving children from the reality of death. Children were actually encouraged to touch the bodies to understand the departure of the soul. The Amish don't have churches. They don't have a TV network. They don't hand out literature or visit your home. They don't warn the world about the Second Coming, issue fatwas, or hand out voter guides. And yet, a story about random violence of the most terrifying kind was replaced by the story of a community trying to live by its principles 24/7, no matter what life brings. Sometimes the best way to spread faith is simply to have it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.